If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Big, big, big day. InvestigateRussia.org is up. It is live. I've been hearing about this forever from my good friend Rob Reiner, who joins us now with David from, this is obviously a nonpartisan, we read the statement earlier, the Committee to Investigate Russia, a nonprofit, nonpartisan resource provided to help Americans recognize and understand the gravity of Russia's continuing attacks on our democracy. Continuing, keyword, all relevant information aggregated in one place to provide context and allow users to see the full picture of what Russia has done and will continue to do unless we start paying closer attention. For generations, people have fought to protect our democracy. Now is our turn. Okay. And it's our turn in a very big publicity tour today to talk to Rob Reiner and David Frum. Good morning.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good morning, kids. You know what? I've been waiting for this for so long, and obviously great timing. What with these latest bombshells, right? Where do you place them on the list of bombshells, all the Manafort news, et cetera?
Well, there's continuing bombshells. It's always incoming every day. But this site is really, I mean, we will have the latest up-to-date news posted all the time. But the site is really about the public understanding the totality of what has happened here, not just in the 2016 election, but what this purports to be for our democracy and democracy throughout the world. People really need to understand the totality of this. And it's so we'll have, the investigations, we'll have timelines and the key players and all that, but we'll also have a history of what the Russians, former Soviet Union, have been trying to do, and this time were successful in infiltrating our election and continue to have a very destabilizing presence here in America.
You know, Stephanie, your question about Manafort,
yep.
to underscore something, that Manafort has been involved with pro-Russian politics long before he joined up with the Trump campaign.
Right.
He had an important role in Ukraine many of these methods originated of the spreading of false news through, not social media at that time, but other means. And he was very active in supporting Russia's man in Kiev against authentic democratic movements in Ukraine. And that's why the FBI was so interested in him, that the first of these FISA warrants on him seems to have to do with his involvement with Ukrainian, not American politics.
Right. Right. Well, and David Frum, by the way, you were my gateway retweet that then led me to start retweeting Bill Kristol and Dan Coulter. But
your mother warned you about this? It's like, that one puff? and the next thing you've got track marks up and down the arm.
But, I think that's why as you probably know, my dad ran with Goldwater in 64. But, as I've said, he was also, a prosecutor at Nuremberg. And what we're seeing is not just what reeks of fascism, but there would seem to be a time when it would not be a partisan issue that a hostile foreign government has installed our president. Am I right?
Well, look, I've been someone who's been on the Russia beat. I've been boring people about this for I can't think how long. And remember, it came up in 2012, and Mitt Romney warned about the return of Russian ambition and didn't get enough of a hearing for it. What has been happening is when the Soviet Union basically was reconsolidated as Vladimir Putin's Russia, they became a foreign policy adventurer. And, this is a threat not just to the United States, but to our friends around the world, especially in Europe. It's a geopolitical problem. And Americans have, I think, tended to rather arrogantly to assume that what was happening in Europe couldn't happen here. Now it's happened here.
And also, I think after the Berlin Wall fell, after Reagan tear down this wall, we were the last remaining superpower. We were standing. We figured, it's a glide path for democracy. Democracy is won, and we're now going to be able to spread it throughout the world. Well, what we didn't know is that the very thing that had been partially responsible for bankrupting the Soviet Union, which was the arms race, is now morphed into this cyber warfare, which is very inexpensive. And somebody who is as smart and an ex-KGB guy like Vladimir Putin can utilize this warfare very effectively. And he has used it and was effective in this election. And he's continuing to be. I mean, look what he did with Facebook.
Right.
This is very scary stuff.
Well,
partisanship has always ended at the water's edge, and for the first time, we've been divided, and we're not coming together over this issue.
I don't think it's hyperbole, Rob. The people that say it's a cyber 9/11, that it is certainly worse than Watergate because it involves a hostile foreign adversary. You tweeted, I know Mueller needs to connect the dots, but for those of us that have been following a Donald Trump-Russia scandal, the dots have formed one big criminal blob.
It has.
I'm sure you saw this, that Hillary was asked on NPR yesterday whether she would completely rule out questioning the legitimacy of this election if we learn the Russian interference is even deeper than we know now. She said, no, I would not. They said, you're not going to rule it out. She said, I would not rule it out. Well, there's people like, you know, John Lewis from day one, David and Rob, that have said this he was not legitimately elected. And yeah, I don't know what we do about that. We don't have a mechanism to address it.
No, there is no mechanism for that, but there is a mechanism. There is a path forward to be able to prevent something like this from happening in the future, and that is having some kind of version of the 9/11 Commission, where you bring bipartisan people together to really explore this so that we can put in place the right kinds of protections for not only our democracy, but democracies throughout the world.
One of the really important contributions Rob Reiner has made is, and I think in distinction to what John Lewis has done and Hillary Clinton said, and I understand the heat of the moment, when people say, what will it mean if X or Y turns out to be true? The correct answer is, let's see if it's true. And that it, facts first, conclusions second, action third. So the thing that has to be done, and this is what Rob Reiner is, with his great communication gifts, is doing, is making it accessible, not just to obsessive news junkies, I guess your readers probably, your listeners are, but to a big, big public to understand what happened. Let's just start with that. What happened? Then we decide how to characterize it. Then we decide what to do about it.
David, how do you feel as a Republican, though, when you have seen some of these Trump rallies where we've seen signs that say, thank you, Russia, or they have Russian flags? I mean, what has fundamentally happened in this country, do you think?
Well, I think we are on the front of, since the Cold War, as Rob Reiner said, we've come home a little bit. And it's hard for a lot of people to understand the difference between, to say, well, look, there are all these players. I mean, this is the thing the Trump people have said, right? I mean, if some, in campaigns, there are always shady people who come up to candidates and say, I've got information about your opponent. And the candidate himself or herself doesn't listen, but there's always someone to say, okay, let's hear what you've got. And there's a difference between saying to someone, look, I was on the other side of a zoning battle back when your opponent was a mayor, and listening to a foreign intelligence service. In 1985, that would have been very clear. In 1965, that would have been very clear. In 2015, it looks like it was less clear because we don't think about America in the world anymore. And so one of the things, as a conservative and as someone who's been a hawk all my life, that line, that border around the United States is really, really important. And there's a difference between getting a dossier on a shady zoning decision by your political opponent and hearing from a foreign
side. Listen, David, my dad was also chairman of the Republican Party. I'm not sure if you knew, but there was a famous story about how they came to him. There was a race in Minnesota they really needed to win, and the Democratic candidate was a judge, and they found a DUI, and they found that he had had several DUIs. They came to my dad with it, and he said, we're not going to use this garbage. I know him, I know his wife, I know his family, they're good people, we're not using this kind of stuff. And as many people have said, I can't even imagine if a hostile foreign government came to my dad with information on a candidate.
Yeah, look, I mean, George W. Bush was on the receiving end of a DUI leak in the last hours of the election. It hurt him. Nobody enjoyed it. But it's not intrinsically improper and voters can then decide whether information like that is important, that, you had a DUI 25 years before running for president. If that's important to you, well, you know, who knows what's relevant? That's a different thing. That's a different thing from this kind of thing. In picking a president, you need to know the whole record of the person, because you're hiring the president to solve all kinds of problems that have not come up. I have this joke I make a lot that, somebody's campaigned on some issue, universal health care, they walk into the Oval Office, they take the oath, they walk into the Oval Office, and the staff rushes up, Mr. President, there's a giant meteor heading straight to Earth. And suddenly your universal health care presidency turns into the giant meteor presidency. And we need to know everything about you so that we are ready for that moment when you have to pivot and be a different kind of president from the president you thought you would be.
Rob Reiner, as a comedy legend, how do you judge that as a joke?
Well, I don't know if it's, you know, are you laughing, Stephanie? If you're laughing, then it was a joke. but to piggyback on what, I just want to piggyback on David. I don't want to piggyback on any of the things he said, just to piggyback on him. No, that's a joke.
Now that's a joke.
No, but to piggyback on what he just said is that you want, if it is the meteor that's coming, you want the president then to say, I'm the president who protects us against the meteor. Well, we had the meteor come here. It happened. They invaded us, and we don't have a guy in the Oval Office who's willing to say, yes, this is something we all need to focus on. That's why we have this investigate Russia.org, because we want people to come together, and if our leaders aren't going to protect us, then we have, as the public has to. Our own protection.
And as we know, Rob, you know, they attacked Down Ticket, they hacked the DCCC, and as we know, it was to sow chaos and confusion here. It could very easily be the other party next time. That's why this should be bipartisan, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Because what they're trying to do is just sow disharmony, sow confusion, and they've done it. They've done it. I mean, we now know we can't tell the difference between real news and fake news. I mean, that idea of fake news and being thrown out there. I mean, when you have a guy go to a pizza place and with a shotgun to blow it up because there's evidence that Hillary Clinton is running a child sex ring out of a pizza place in D.C., that's scary stuff. That's dangerous. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Yeah. Cyber warfare has tremendous capabilities and far-reaching implications.
Yeah, well, one more plot twist at the head that everybody should, you know, be contemplating is something that could happen. Supposing that the more normal kind of Republicans around President Trump persuade him to take a more conventional American foreign policy view, be more pro-NATO, be more connected to allies, to stop. I don't know if we'll ever be able to control his childish language, but he becomes a more normal figure. Supposing that happens, and the Russians say, "Hey, we thought we owned you." And they said, well, in that case, we're dumping everything we have on you, everything embarrassing.
Thank you.
They could then upend American politics a whole second.
Thank you. David, before we go, though, I got to say, somebody tweeted, and I thought it was, they said, our founding fathers could envision a man like Donald Trump. What they couldn't envision is another party, the entire party that would be complicit or, I mean, clearly Republicans are doing everything they can to slow down or obstruct these investigations. I don't know to what degree any of them are complicit, but what do we do? Are we on a crash course here for him firing Mueller, and then what happens? I mean, what do you both see happening?
Well, I think that at this point, the Senate committee is doing what they should be doing, maybe not as fast as we'd like them to do. I believe that Bob Mueller from basic, Robert, I don't know, Bob, I like use Bob, he's not, I don't know, Robert Mueller. I believe that Robert Mueller is a man of integrity. At least I hear that from both sides of the aisle. So he will aggressively find if there is anything there to find. So I don't worry about that. I am a little bit concerned about the House Intelligence Committee. It got off to a very bad start with Nunes doing some water carrying for Trump. And I don't know if they've ever totally got back on track. So I'm a little concerned there, but I to me, this is not just about what Trump did and investigating what he did. We have to go far beyond that, and we need to have a real bipartisan, outside of government 9/11 commission that can really understand what happened and the depths of what happened, so that we can start putting in place the kinds of defense systems that we need.
That's right.
To protect ourselves going forward.
That's right. That's why we need investigaterussia.org. It is up and live today. David Frum, if coming on this show has not totally destroyed your reputation in the Republican Party, this tweet, you said, I know this will mark me as even more uncool forever. I'm finding Hillary Clinton's campaign memoir charming and often moving.
Yeah.
There's no way back now, David. You might as well just stay here in the light.
All I say is no one should read more of these politician memoirs than I mean, really, I pray no one. I've read so many of them, and they all read like they're written with a Cuisinart. and look, and I don't want to like waste anybody's money. There are large parts of Hillary Clinton's book that also feel like they're written with a Cuisinart, but there are moments of, you know, almost uncomfortable personal authenticity. You know, as someone who I did vote for her last time, I'm not a fan. I joked that my wife and I were going to form a super PAC called Crazed Hillary Haters for Hillary. but
and we welcome you.
No, I'm not staying.
But it's
very human in a lot of spots, and she's someone who's trying. I mean, imagine this: we're all on social media. And sometimes you get, like, some unpleasant comments on Twitter.
Right.
You know, you never like it. So imagine that times, like, 100 billion. And not only that, not only that, you have to listen because it's your livelihood. And we can just all turn off the notifications and say, you know, take me the way I am or go home.
And the fact is we've never had a candidate in our history up against this array of forces. And so, you know, as a human being, I think you have to have some empathy for you know, what she must be going through. But this is such important work, guys. InvestigateRussia.org. Thank you for being patriots, both of you. And I never thought I'd say that to you, David Frum.
Why?
Well, back at you.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Evan.
Bye, Rob. Okay. There they go. Uncle Rob. And my new Uncle David Frum.
Aw. That snowball fight in hell is having a really good time.
Right? Oh, my God. Daddy, do you love me now? Okay.